The Lord Jesus was all too aware of temptation, being human himself and having overcome the early devilish attempts to persuade him to renounce his arduous task as Messiah and Saviour. "Away from me, Satan," was his reaction to the evil spirits that tempted him. And he knows, as he says, that long before a murder takes place, anger builds up, and then a series of plans takes shape. These are then acted out before the very worst happens. Sin enters in from when the first angry outburst is born, or a decision taken to do harm to another human being. The vocabulary of the Bible can be dramatic at times. Jesus likely knew he needed to be this graphic in order to make his point. We call Jesus the Word of God made flesh, taking our cue and our imagery from the Gospel according to John. Another term used to highlight the benefit we gain from the Word of God becoming flesh and speaking in human terms is wisdom. And we can helpfully imagine Jesus as the wisdom of God made human and thus understandable to us and enabling us also to be wise. The opening text we hear this Sunday expresses a wise word clearly. If you wish to, you can keep the commandments. The gift of life that we enjoy each day includes the gift of a heart and a human intelligence that will enable us to find out what's best to do in many situations and what's best to avoid doing or saying. Since our inauguration as disciples in baptism and our further formation at confirmation, each of us is a beneficiary of the gift we call the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that can enable us learn more and thus live better each day, each week. Our faith, in which we rejoice and which we seek to deepen as we constantly look for answers to life's major questions, that faith is, if you like, a wisdom that's not just academic, but truly life-giving and life-enhancing. Finally, the psalm we sang to welcome the first reading and rejoice in its message said, among other things, "They are happy who do God's will, seeking God with all their hearts." Not the total or completed happiness we desire for ourselves and our families, our colleagues and friends. No, it's a partial happiness and sense of purpose that keeps our spirits up as we trek along life's pilgrim camino. Our search for answers to the many questions life throws up. Let us perhaps see if this year we can deepen our understanding of the Catholic faith and indeed also of the history of its growth and development. That kind of research and questioning also leads to further growth in faith itself and builds a trust in God that enables us to march on in life, rich in hope, because our trust is in God and in the Word and wisdom of God made flesh, Jesus, our loving Saviour.